Hi, I'm Rebecca.
And I'm Krabeshni.
And welcome to Building with Builders,
our podcast where we believe that building is fun.
Super fun.
So much fun.
Build Her Collective was created to help women with building and renovating. And we believe that with the right tools, everyone can build. For us, it's all about encouraging women to take back control of the building process and really achieve their dreams.
We are women in the building industry, and as developers, builders, and project managers, it's our passion to share everything we know with other women doing the same. And that's why we've created this podcast for you.
So if you love all things building,
you're into design,
keen on the numbers,
about to renovate,
thinking and dreaming of that forever home and what it would look like,
or even developing for profit,
then you've found your family.
Subscribe to our podcast and follow our journey over at buildhercollective.com.au.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm Rebecca.
I'm Krabeshni.
And we're from Build Her Collective. And we just wanted to take a moment to say thank you so much for listening to our very first podcast.
So exciting.
We wanted to do a podcast because there's so many amazing people that we meet and there's so many amazing things going on in building, which we are really passionate about and love. And we wanted to share that with you.
And Rebecca's a podcast fiend, I'd have to say. You probably listen to, I don't know.
I'm an avid consumer.
I'm a one-at-a-time podcast girl, but I think you're probably listening to, like, I don't know, 20 podcasts at the same time.
Yeah, I like a little bit of this and a little bit of that.
And it's also a great way for us to get out there and talk about the situations that people find themselves in building and also share some really valuable insights and stories along the way that can really help you avoid mistakes that might be ahead of you if you are in the renovating and building game.
Now, as this is our first podcast, we just wanted to take a moment to say, firstly, thank you, but please forgive us. We actually came to my house to do this podcast, and we're currently sitting in our bedroom on a bed, hiding from all the building noise, rubble, and dust, which is happening out around us. I think there's
an onslaught of tradespeople outside.
And somehow I arranged them, but didn't expect them.
When we got here, she did exclaim, why are there so many people here?
Well, you know, sometimes they don't turn up on the right days. I'm sure that we understand that. And then sometimes I didn't imagine that they would be as loud as they're actually being right now.
But you know what? Like a good site is a busy site and, you know, it does mean progress at the end of the day. So
it does.
It's exciting.
I think we've explained what this series is about. It's about all things building.
It's about situations. It's about design. It's about buildability. It's about problems. It's about successes. We go into it all, really.
Also, we need your participation. So if you want us to interview someone, if you're finding something really interesting, please write in to us. So we have info@buildhercollective.com.au. Let us know what you want to hear about. We are open to covering anything that has to do with building. And you know what? We've seen a lot. So what is Build Her Collective, Krabeshni?
You may not have heard of us. You may have heard of us. You may be an actual builder who's tuned in to listen to us. And if so, you'll be used to our ridiculous rant sometimes. But Build Her Collective really is our business that we started together probably a little under 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it is a fantastic place for women to come together and people to come together and share their building experiences, grab a whole lot of knowledge about the building and renovating processes in terms of design, construction, planning, get a whole lot of checklists and templates along the way, and really be guided through the process.
It's so funny. Like often we're spending $500,000 or the most amount of money that we're ever going to spend in our life. And because it's not work and we're not, you know, obliged to run it professionally, we kind of run it in this haphazard way and then things don't work out and we get kerfuddled by that.
Yeah. And we also don't know what we don't know.
Yeah.
So we can sometimes go into it with our rose-colored glasses and think it's a little bit simpler than it is. And sometimes it is going to be simple, but sometimes there are going to be some situations that you might need a little bit of extra help to pull together.
Well, it depends whether you're an optimist or a pessimist.
That's right.
And the way you look at the world will also affect the way you come in things and affect the trades. And it's all very relationship driven. So Build Her Collective was really born over some wine, maybe too much wine.
And seafood linguine and way too many layers of clothing.
We were traveling in Italy over winter, which is freezing cold, together with my family.
A tribe of children.
Going so smoothly. We didn't need to drink at all. We were talking about all the different problems that people were having on the building sites, and really intelligent people. So I'm Rebecca and I'm a registered builder, and Krabashni is a commercial project manager. And together we had people we knew, but also friends of friends that would continually have issues.
And the types of issues that they were having, some of them were very minor and really avoidable, and some of them were bigger issues that stem from a sequence of, I guess, things happening in the past that had led them to this area. And we realized that actually if they just knew the process and they just knew where they could go for a little bit of extra help, that it wouldn't be so hard.
And how to take some small steps and sequence things in the right way to avoid these problems. And I guess that's where we came up with Built Her Collective and an online course which can really guide you through the beginning to the end.
And it was this idea that wouldn't it be amazing if we could have a community of people who are helping each other, who are all going through it together and who are all supporting each other. And that's really something that we were super excited about.
Oh, and something which we've created. So we've got some free groups which you're more than welcome to join in the links underneath. And some of these groups are fantastic for getting more information and getting kind of answers to problem and getting that kind of power of people doing it together and all interested and all wanting to get it right, because we like there's a lot of emotion in building our own homes.
And sometimes we just need a sounding board. You know, and I think the one thing that has really blown me away is just how supportive they are of each other and how genuinely interested they are in each other's builds. Plus, you know, we realize that building and renovating can sometimes be a bit lonely. You know, you're that one person who's just kind of like going up to the counter and being like, oh, so, you know.
Is this the right thing?
You know, yeah, and is that your best price? And, oh, you know, it feels a bit scary. We don't know what to say. And so by being part of a collective of women who are doing it, it's really giving you negotiation power as well.
Yeah, and that's where Build Her was born.
Yeah.
So a little bit about us, we thought we'd be helpful to kind of give people a perspective on why we are where we are and what we're doing and how we move forward. So I started commercial construction, so I did a couple of years of architecture, did a degree in construction management, worked as a quantity surveyor. So quantity surveyors, all your numbers, super helpful to know your numbers.
So helpful.
And understand it to how you do a takeoff and how a building is put together without actually having to manage it. I think that was one of the key learnings of that.
Well, and being a QS as well, you're actually building that building in your mind as you're building the cost up. So it's a fantastic foundation of knowledge and experience. And you've done so much in the industry.
Yeah, and then we were a commercial project manager. So from client side, worked on, you know, office complexes and inner city high rises. And then where we met is I left that job to work as a general manager of a commercial building company. And we worked together delivering schools and housing packages and
stadiums, halls, high rise.
I think we even built a tennis court for some reason. Tennis and basketball court and fence. Really big fence.
Playground.
We did some really random things.
One day we should actually sit down and list out all the projects we've done.
Yeah.
And actually, do you remember, I think you poached me.
I did poach you. I poached you because Krabashni was actually working for another team in the organization.
She stole me.
And she was really good at what she did. And I was like, thank you. I need her. So instead of asking her whether she wanted to work for me, I went over because we had two parallel companies. And I went over and I spoke to her boss and I said, well, actually, I'd like her. I need another resource in my team. She's been underutilized. And so I think that's when you moved into project management.
Yeah, that was my first jump actually from being a CA or a contract admin into being a project manager. And everybody wants to take that next step or that next jump. And it was really scary at the time. I remember sitting down and going like, I'm not so sure I can do this. And you're just like, no, you'll be fine. And actually sometimes you just need someone to have a little bit of confidence in you and say, yeah, actually you'll just be fine.
Yeah, well, it's knowing the process, isn't it? Yeah. As long as you know the process and you have – some people need the confidence and other people need to know the process. It just depends how you come at things.
Yeah, and at that time in my mid-20s, I guess I always thought, no, I really had to work my way through the motions. I really had to do the jobs, and because that's kind of what you get told in the building industry when you're working up through it formally, that you need to do the hard yards, you need to do the slog and the different jobs. And that is true to a certain degree. But it's an interesting one. So having a career in sort of commercial project management and then jumping into doing some residential projects for myself, you can totally see the difference in the two sort of areas. And I guess where I've come up is I've worked as an estimator. I've been on the commercial construction side. I've been on the client side. I've worked probably longer for the client side than I have on the construction side. And it's been a really rewarding experience. And what it means is that I've had that time to really learn how to manage teams, how to bring projects together, how to represent a client, how to be the client as well. And I've done a range of projects there, from open public spaces, offices, town halls, toilet blocks. I've done some fantastic toilet blocks. Community centres, and lastly, like a performing arts building.
And your projects range from quite small, really, to $80 million plus?
Yeah, and the smallest project I reckon I've done would be like $2,000 light replacement project.
Isn't that insane that you can use the same people and it's the same process? And I think this is a topic for another day. Commercial project management and commercial building is very different to domestic building.
Yes.
But if you can apply some of those commercial processes in domestic, you get a much better outcome. The thing is, domestic building seems to be a lot more gung-ho. It's a lot less regulated. I left the commercial building sector when my lovely boss at the time suggested that I get a house husband because I was not able to see my kids or I needed someone at home to look after the kids because I needed to be at work. And that wasn't a...
Bring home the bacon, baby.
Yeah, it just wasn't what I wanted for my life.
Yeah.
So we started doing domestic construction, started off doing projects for people. I was always building and renovating. I have to say I've done that since my early 20s. It's just been a passion. But started actually doing it seriously as a job. Big step.
Yeah. Well, it is a big step because you're putting everything on the line when you do it for yourself.
You are. And the first ones you don't have – well, actually, I'm yet to find the point where you've got a lot of money. But you don't have a lot of money to play with, and every step takes a long time because you've got to kind of fund it and work your way through. So we've been through that. We've been through the 5 years of kind of hacking away at this and putting this together because that's what we could afford at the time. I think that's actually a good and healthy process to go through because it gives you a good respect for money and to understand how it can feel on the other end when you just want your house done but you don't maybe have the budget to get where you are, so you've got to stage it and you've got to do some work now and some work later.
At a recent workshop that we were doing together, I was actually reminiscing a little bit and I was saying to the workshop, well, I'm very lucky because I've had the ability to be able to learn the processes and make mistakes along the way, but I haven't had to necessarily pay for that out of my own pocket. I've had to find the money, you know, in the budgets to overcome, you know, issues that might have arisen. And now, after having that career for, you know, the last 15 years, I'm kind of in the same boat as where you were about 10 years ago, where we're just kind of doing our house in a small manner. We're doing it in stages. We're doing it as the budget permits and as time permits. And it's a really interesting way to go about it.
You get that experience. And I guess the thing is, when we're doing our own homes and it's the first home we're doing and maybe it's the only home we're able to do, then we don't want to do too much learning along the way. It's much better to learn in a more systematic process where we can kind of get that information up front and know the process, know what to look out for and know what the common things that people fall up with, so we don't go, oh, we've got that problem. I mean, I know we were talking to one of the developers. So we've got a couple of different programs for Build Like a Build Her program, which teaches you how to build. So that's focused on your main home. And then our Developers in a Circle. And the Developers in a Circle is really for people who want to make a profit out of renovating. So we've got some people in there with like 9-10 projects on the go with $4-5 million projects. And we've got other people in there that are looking to do their first home and they've got the bug. So we were talking to one of these people that had, I think, 9 projects on the go, and she was talking about the fact that, yep, that had happened to her and she'd learnt when that happened.
Yes.
And so she'd learnt in that way as well, where she'd had these problems come up and they'd cost her money and cause that learning. And so I guess we're hoping to solve some of that problem so you don't learn
along the way. Well, that's exactly our philosophy, I guess, isn't it? We want you to be empowered to know what it is you need to know before it becomes an issue, and to take our experiences and our learning that we've had along our way and, you know, not make those mistakes that are easily avoidable, and not to have the pain. You don't want to be that person who goes, yeah, I'm renovating, with the grimace face.
Oh, no. You know what? That's one of the biggest things. And I know this is kind of like a bit woo-woo.
Ooh.
A bit woo-woo. But I really feel like your house can feel and understand the way you come at it. So I think if you're renovating with love and you come at it, this is one of our philosophies, is really, what are you doing by renovating your home? You're creating a space where you can raise your family, where you can entertain your friends, and you have the gift, and that word's really clear, you have the gift of being able to do that and make that space perfect for you. So whatever your budget is, as long as you're really focused on the outcome and how people will live and enjoy that space, then that's an amazing experience. It's not like, oh my God, I have to renovate.
Well, if you feel like that,
go buy something that someone else has built.
Far too often we've found that women have been not quite involved in the building process as they could have been, and therefore not really have been able to have the influence into the design and into the way that the family home needs to function or the development needs to function. And at the end of the day, these homes, whether it's for a development or whether it's for ourselves, it's going to be a home for someone. And so it has to function as a home. And so it's about, how do you get your values right, and how do your values translate into your design? And then how do you pull it all together so that you actually get the product at the end of the day that you wanted and that you visualized?
And that's exciting. And then if you're coming at it from that really super exciting way, yeah, and you're building your dream home and you're going to live in this house for 10, 15 years and you've got this immense like kind of feeling of satisfaction at the end of it.
Yeah, and when you walk past it every day, it's like, I did that.
Yeah, that's amazing. And
it's,
I guess,
so
that's that's what we experience when we build, and we would really love you to be able to experience that too.
It's so amazing. We speak to so many builders and so many women who have come from totally different career paths. We've got nurses, we've got midwives, we've got accountants, we've got teachers. And what they always say to us, what we always hear from them, is that how much they've enjoyed the creativity that brings with building and renovating and coming up with those solutions and picking some finishes and looking at the overall colour scheme. They love it.
They really do. And naturally, I think as women, we're really well placed to do this. Mm-hmm. I mean, one of the reasons we focus on women is so it's a safe environment for women to be able to grow and share and do all these things. But also, we're naturally project managers. If you can get 3 kids dressed, fed, teeth brushed, hair brushed, in the car and on time to school, you are going to rock the building process.
So true. Like, the building process is about logistics and coordination.
You just need the right information and then it's easy. So I think that's a little bit about us and a good little taster.
Yes, we would love if you join us for a podcast series. We've got so many amazing interviews lined up. We've got some great information stored up and topics that we're going to start sharing with all of you out there.
Stay tuned until next time. Thanks for listening to Building with Build Her. We'd love for you to spread the word.
For show notes, links and downloads and other awesome resources and freebies, head to buildhercollective.com.au. And don't forget, that's Build Her with an H-E-R.
And if you enjoyed this episode, it would mean so much to both of us if you could take a minute or two to leave a review.
And don't forget to subscribe so you can listen next time as we talk all things building and women making their mark in the building industry.